As an evangelist, my favorite stories in the Bible are about people who came to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many other wonderful stories in Scripture. But there's always something miraculous that happens when someone comes to the Savior. The story we're going to be looking at tonight is the story of a man who came to Jesus. I'd like you to notice several things about the story. Notice this man's condition. The Bible says that Jesus had come to the city of Jericho, and as he was leaving, a man outside of the gate of the city, whose name was Bartimaeus, sat by the highway side.
La Biblia dice que Jesús había venido a la ciudad de Jericó, y mientras que estaba allí, un hombre llamado Bartimeo estaba ahí sentado al lado.
Notice first that Bartimaeus was a blind man.
Note primero que Bartimeo fue un ciego.
He was blind and could not see anything about him.
Fue ciego y no pudo ver nada.
Perhaps someone every day would stop by his home and lead him to the gate of the city where he would beg throughout the day and then lead him back home again.
A lo mejor tenía alguien que cada día vino a su casa, le recogía y le guiaba a la puerta de la ciudad y al final del día le llevaba otra vez a su casa.
Or perhaps he felt his way along the street himself and made his way back and forth because he did it every day to the same spot and begged there.
O a lo mejor solamente sentía con sus manos el lugar hasta la puerta, allí se sentó y mendigó y entonces.
He lived in a world of physical darkness.
Pero vivió en un mundo de oscuridad física.
Unless we've been blind, we can't really understand what it is truly like to be in that situation.
Si no hemos sido ciegos, nunca vamos a poder entender lo que sería ser así.
I know I always hated to try to go across my house at night if the lights were off.
Yo sé que yo siempre odiaba ir a atravesar mi casa con las luces, no prendidas.
If you've tried to creep in the middle of the night through your living room when the lights were off, you probably found your way by Braille.
Si has tratado de pasar por su sala cuando las luces estaban apagadas, tenía que pasar y por su mente tocar.
You found the coffee table with your kneecap.
Encontraste la mesa allí con su rodilla.
You tripped over the cat or the dog that was sleeping in the middle of the floor.
Atropellaste sobre el gato o sobre el perro que estaba durmiendo ahí en el suelo.
It's no fun to spend your life in physical darkness.
No es un gusto pasar la vida en la oscuridad física.
A second thing we notice about this man is that he could not help himself.
La segunda cosa que vemos de ese hombre es que él no pudo ayudarse a mismo.
There was nothing he could do to get rid of the blindness that he had.
No había nada que él podía hacer para quitar la ceguera que él tenía.
No doctor had been able to help him.
Ningún doctor le podía ayudar.
No dietary change would have made any difference in his life.
Ningún cambio de comer podría hacer un cambio en su vida.
There was no treatment he could undergo to get rid of his blindness.
No había un tratamiento que él podía hacer para quitar su ceguera.
He could do nothing to raise himself out of his dark condition.
No podía hacer nada para.
The man is a picture of our own condition when we're born into this world. Though we may all have the sight of our eyes to see from day to day. Every one of us is born into a world of spiritual darkness. And the Bible says that before we are saved, we walk in darkness. And that darkness has blinded our eyes. The Bible tells us that's the work of Satan. We mentioned already this week how that it was Satan who came into the Garden of Eden and tempted Adam and Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Satan could not make Adam and Eve disobey God.
Satanás no pudo hacer que
just as Satan cannot make any one of us disobey God.
De la misma manera que Satanás no nos puede forzar a desobedecer.
He can place a temptation before us, but he cannot make us disobey the Lord.
Puede tentarnos, pero no puede forzarnos a desobedecer al Señor.
Adam and Eve made a willful choice to disobey God.
Adán y Eva hicieron una decisión con su voluntad para desobedecer a Dios.
The Bible says that Eve took of the fruit and ate of it and gave some to her husband Adam with her, and he also did eat. And at the moment Adam and Eve sinned, they not only plunged man into penalty of death, but into spiritual darkness.
Y en ese momento de pecar, no solamente pusieron a toda la humanidad bajo la penalidad de la muerte, pero también bajo la oscuridad espiritual.
The spirit was taken from man, and man became spiritually dead and spiritually blind.
El espíritu fue quitado del hombre, y el hombre llegó a ser muerto espiritualmente y ciego.
And everyone from Adam and Eve all the way down to you and to me has been born in the same condition.
Y cada uno desde Adán y Eva hasta nosotros hemos nacido en esta misma condición.
Why is it that the lost world around us doesn't understand the Word of God? Because they walk in darkness without the light of the Word of God and the Spirit of God in their hearts. And just as this man could do nothing to get rid of his own blindness, we can do nothing to get rid of our own sin.
De la misma manera que este hombre no pudo quitar su propia ceguera, nosotros también podemos quitar la ceguera y la oscuridad de nuestro.
I preached once in a church where the pastor told me that as a boy, he had been raised in a denomination that taught him something very interesting.
Yo una vez prediqué en una iglesia donde el pastor había crecido en la iglesia donde su iglesia le había enseñado algo muy interesante.
He said his pastor told everyone in their church that no one could know whether or not they were going to go to heaven until they died first.
Este pastor dijo que creció en una iglesia donde su pastor le había enseñado que nadie puede saber a dónde ir, si al cielo o al infierno, hasta que muera.
That sounds a little late to me to find out.
A mí me parece un poco tarde para encontrarse.
But then he said that when a person died, everyone went before the Lord.
Y este pastor enseñó que cuando cada uno murió fue ante el Señor.
And God had a huge scale in the heavens.
Y Dios tenía un balance muy grande ahí en los cielos.
And that God would put all the good works that a person did on one side of that scale, and all the bad works a person did on the other side of that scale, and if the good ones outweighed the bad ones, you got to go to heaven.
Y Dios dijo a este pastor que puso todas las malas obras en un lado del balance y las buenas obras en otro lado del balance. Y si las buenas obras eran más que las malas, podrías ir al cielo.
If that was the truth, we would all be in serious trouble.
Si eso es, sería cierto, todos nosotros estuvimos en problemas.
Because there's not one of us here tonight whose good works will ever outweigh our bad works.
Porque no hay ninguno de nosotros aquí esta noche que nuestras buenas obras son más que nuestras malas obras.
The Bible says we are born in the darkness of sin.
Nacemos en la oscuridad del pecado.
And that Satan desires that we remain blind to the light of the gospel that should shine unto us.
Satanás quiere que quiere mantenernos en esa oscuridad.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4 tells us that is the work of Satan in our lives. He does not want us to see the light of the gospel of Christ. He wants us to remain in darkness and in slavery to him in sin. And so the Bible says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good, no, not one, Romans 3:12 says.
Ninguno hace el bueno, ni siquiera uno, Romanos 3:12.
Isaiah 64 verse 6 says, all of our righteousness are as filthy rags in God's sight.
Isaías 64:6 dice que todas nuestras obras son como trapos de inmundicia.
God is not impressed with how good we are.
Dios nos impresiona por cuán
He knows how good we're not. And the Bible says how good we're not is not good enough to please Him. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we remain in the darkness of our sin. And there's no amount of good works we can do that can take away that blindness of sin. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 verse 9, it is not of works, lest any man should boast. The Bible tells us that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. That's Titus 3 in verse 5. And so the Bible says that just like this blind man, there is nothing we can do to save ourselves.
Sobre la Biblia enseña igual como este hombre ciego, no hay nada que nosotros podamos hacer para salvarnos a nosotros mismos.
But notice the second thing in our story.
Pero noten una segunda cosa.
Look at his petition.
Mira su petición.
The Bible tells us in verses 47 and following that when he, that's the blind man, heard that Jesus of Nazareth was coming out of the city, he began to cry out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
47 dice que el ciego, escuchando que Jesús estaba allí, empezó a clamar, Hijo de Dios, ten misericordia de mí.
And in verse 51, when Jesus asked him what should be done to him, he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Y en versículo 51, cuando Cristo le pregunta, ¿qué quieres que hago por ti? Él dice, para que recibo mi vista.
Notice that before this man could be helped, he had to admit he had a need.
Antes de poder ser ayudado, este hombre tenía que admitir que tenía una necesidad.
As long as a person does not think they need to be saved, they're not going to get saved.
Mientras una persona no piensa que necesita la salvación, no va a ser salvo.
And the Bible tells us that before a person can be saved, we must admit to God that we have sinned against Him.
La Biblia enseña que antes que podamos ser salvos, tenemos que admitir que hemos pecado contra Él.
The Bible tells us in Acts 3:19 that we need to repent. That's to turn from our sin.
Dice que tenemos que arrepentirnos o volvernos en pecado.
We can't turn from sin we don't admit we have.
No podemos dejar un pecado que no admitimos que tenemos.
But because every one of us has sinned against God, we can admit that to a holy God and to our own hearts.
Pero como cada uno de nosotros hemos pecado, podemos admitir eso tanto a Dios como a nosotros mismos.
But notice, secondly, this man not only admitted his need, but he believed on Christ.
Pero vemos aquí que no solamente admitió su necesidad, pero también creyó en Cristo.
He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Dijo Jesús, Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí.
The fact that he called the Lord Jesus Christ the son of David was evidence of the fact that he believed Jesus Christ was the promised Messiah.
El hecho que llamó a Jesús el Hijo de David es una prueba que creyó que Jesús era el Mesías.
And he knew that as the promised Messiah, the Lord Jesus was God in human flesh.
Y sabía como el Mesías prometido, Jesús era Dios en carne.
And that as God, he had the power to have victory over his blindness.
Y como Dios tenía el poder para tener victoria sobre su ceguera.
And he believed that who Jesus was, and that if he could just get to Jesus and have Jesus meet his need, Christ could take care of him.
Y tenía fe que si solamente podría llegar a Jesús, Jesús podría sanar.
Remember the Philippian jailer who came in before Paul and Silas.
¿Recuerdan el carcelero de Filipos que vino ante Pablo?
That's in Acts chapter 16.
Eso 16.
He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
El dijo, señores, ¿qué puedo hacer para ser salvo?
They didn't tell him to join a church.
No le dijeron, júntese con una iglesia.
They didn't tell him to put money in an offering plate.
No le dijeron, poner dinero.
They didn't tell him to confess to a priest.
No le dijeron, tienes que confesar.
They didn't say, go on a pilgrimage. They didn't say keep the sacraments or the golden rule. No, he was told, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
No, le dijeron, cree en el Señor Jesucristo y serás salvo.
In John chapter 3 verse 18, Jesus said,
in 1:3:18, Jesús dice,
he that believeth on him is not condemned.
El que cree en él no es condenado.
He that believeth not is condemned already.
Pero el que no cree ya es condenado.
Why? Because he didn't do enough good works?
¿Por qué? Porque no hizo bastante buenas obras.
Or because he didn't go far enough on a pilgrimage?
¿O porque no fue bastante lejos en un peregrinaje?
No, it says he is condemned already because he hath not believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Dice porque ya es condenado porque no ha creído en el nombre del único.
Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I ask you to be here tonight, do you truly believe that Jesus Christ is God? Do you believe that he came from heaven and was born in a manger?
¿Crees que él vino del cielo y nació en un pesebre?
Do you believe that he lived a sinless life?
¿Crees que vivió una vida sin pecado?
Do you believe that he went to that cross we drew about tonight?
¿Crees que fue a esa cruz que hemos dibujado?
And that as the Bible says, on that cross he took upon himself all of your sins and all of my sins?
¿Y cómo la Biblia enseña que ahí en esa cruz llevó sobre él todos mis pecados y tus pecados?
And that God punished his own sins son on that cross for our sins?
Y que Dios castigó a su propio hijo ahí en esa cruz por nuestros pecados.
Do you believe he paid in full the debt of our sins?
¿Crees que pagó enteramente la deuda de nuestros pecados?
He said it is finished.
Él dijo, consumado es.
He paid it in full.
Lo pagó en completo.
Do you believe that he then gave up his life?
¿Crees que él entregó su vida?
Do you believe they buried him in the grave?
¿Crees que lo enterraron?
And then on the third day he rose again from that grave.
¿En el tercer día se resucitó de la tumba?
Do you know so many people saw Jesus alive after his resurrection? It would stand up in any court of law anywhere in the world.
¿Saben que hay tantas personas, tantos testigos que vieron a Jesús resucitado de los muertos que en cualquier corte del mundo lo aprobarían?
Do you believe that he alone can save some from their sin?
¿Creen que solamente él puede salvar de su pecado?
The Bible says in Acts 4 verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other.
En Hechos 4, 12, no hay salvación en ninguno.
For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Porque no hay otro nombre dado entre los hombres bajo el cielo por lo cual podemos ser salvos.
The Bible says in John 3:16 that Jesus died for the sins of the world.
Juan 3:16 dice que Cristo murió por los pecados del mundo.
That he paid the price for all of our sins.
Él pagó el precio por todo.
So that any and all who would believe on him could be saved.
Para que cualquiera y todos los que creen en él pueden ser salvos.
John 3:36 says,
Juan 3:36 dice,
he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life.
Que cree en el Hijo tiene vida eterna.
But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
El que no cree en el Hijo no verá la vida, mas la ira de Dios está sobre él.
Do you believe that if you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and to save you, that he would do so?
¿Cree que usted pide al Señor a entrar en su vida y limpiarle de sus pecados, que él lo hará?
Because if a person does not believe on Christ, they cannot be saved.
Porque si uno no cree en el Señor Jesucristo, no puede ser salvo.
This man admitted he had a need.
Este hombre admitió que tenía una necesidad.
He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Creyó en el Señor Jesucristo.
And notice thirdly, he called on the Lord Jesus.
En tercer lugar, llamó al Señor Jesús.
He could have had someone explain to him that Jesus was coming out of the city and he could have sat there wishing that he could receive his sight.
Podría haber alguien tenido para explicarle allí que Jesús venía de la ciudad y podría solamente allí sentado esperar que recibiese la
vista. He acted on the faith that he had.
Pero actuó en la fe.
And it says he cried out with a loud voice, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on me.
Y dice que clamó con una voz fuerte, Jesús, Hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí.
He presented his request to the ears of a listening Savior.
Presentó su petición ante el oído de un Salvador que escuchaba.
He knew the Savior was passing by and he didn't want to miss it.
Sabía que el Salvador estaba pasando y no quería perderlo.
So he presented his heartfelt request to the Lord Jesus who was passing by.
Entonces presentó su petición de corazón al Señor.
Perhaps you're visiting with us tonight. Or maybe you're even a church member. But you don't know of any time when you've ever turned from your sin and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been hoping your works would get you to heaven. Or the church or the pastor or priest would do that for you. But tonight, if you want to be forgiven of your sin and have your spiritual blindness removed, you must turn from that sin.
Pero esta noche, si en verdad quieres ser salvo de tu pecado y tener tus ojos abiertos, tienes que volver de tu pecado.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Creer en el Señor Jesucristo.
And then call upon him.
Entonces llamarle.
Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Romanos 10:13 dice, cualquier que clama al nombre del Señor será salvo.
Someone said, it can't be that simple.
Alguien dijo, no puede ser tan.
There's something I have to do.
Hay algo que yo tengo que
I can't accept that it's so easy.
Yo no puedo hacer.
That's what the Indian pearl diver in our chalk drawing 2 nights ago said as well. But he came to understand that because the price had been paid fully by the Lord Jesus Christ, all he could do was accept that free gift.
Pero yo no voy a entender que como el precio ya había sido pagado completamente por Cristo, solamente podía aceptar ese regalo gratis.
When we come to Christ for salvation, we not only turn from our sin.
Cuando llegamos a Cristo por la salvación, no solamente dejamos el pecado.
We turn from our own self-righteousness.
También dejamos nuestra justicia propia.
We turn from anything else we've ever trusted to save us.
Dejamos cualquier otra cosa en lo cual hemos confiado para salvarnos.
And we call out to the Lord Jesus Christ for that salvation.
Y clamamos al Señor Jesús para esa salvación.
And John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Even to them that believe on his name.
Juan 1:2 dice, a los que le recibieron, a ellos les dio la potestad para ser hechos hijos de Dios, a los que claman a su nombre.
But my friend, remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is passing by tonight.
Pero amigo, recuerda, el Señor Jesucristo está pasando por aquí esta noche.
The Bible says in Revelation 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
En Apocalipsis 3:20 dice, estoy en la puerta y llamo.
If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come into him.
Si alguno oyere mi voz y abre la puerta, yo entraré.
But you have to choose to open the door of your heart.
Pero tú tienes que escoger abrir la puerta de su corazón.
You have to act tonight as the Lord passes by, because he may never knock at your heart's door again.
Tienes que actuar esta noche mientras que el Señor pasa por aquí, porque a lo mejor nunca llama otra vez a tu la puerta.
Would you notice a third thing in our story tonight?
Noten una tercera cosa.
We see this man's condition and his petition.
Vemos la condición del hombre y la petición del hombre.
Look at the opposition he faced.
Pero vemos la oposición que enfrentó.
The Bible says that when he was crying out to the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 48, many charged him that he should hold his peace.
En el versículo 48 dice, mientras que él clamaba, muchos le reprendían para que callase.
Do you realize some people were so cruel standing by that they turned to that blind man who was in need of help and said, "Be quiet, blind man."
¿Entienden que habían algunas personas tan crueles que mientras escuchaban a ese ciego clamar, miraron al ciego y le dijeron que se calla?
They said, "You're making too much noise."
Estás haciendo demasiado ruido.
Jesus is too busy to see you.
Cristo está demasiado ocupado para
ver. He's busy on his way somewhere else.
Está ocupado yendo a otro lugar.
There are crowds around him.
Hay muchas personas alrededor.
He's not going to give you time.
No le va a dar el tiempo.
So be quiet.
Entonces cállate.
You're bothering everybody else.
Estás molestando a todos.
You know, the Bible tells us that Satan desires to hinder people from coming to the Lord Jesus as well. He will use many things to keep people from coming to Jesus. One of those things is pride. I'm not that bad. I don't really need to be saved. God's not going to send me to hell. I've done a few bad things, but nothing bad enough to deserve a lake of fire. That's pride. And the Bible says God hates pride. Because pride keeps so many people who he would be able to save from coming to him.
Porque el orgullo guarda tantas personas que él quiere salvar de venir a él.
If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, then set your pride aside, or Satan will use it to keep you from being saved.
Si nunca has aceptado al Señor como su Salvador, por favor, pon tu orgullo a un lado, porque Satanás lo va a usar para estorbarte a venir a Cristo.
The devil uses peer pressure.
El diablo también usa la presión de los amigos.
Fear of what somebody else might say.
Miedo lo que otro va a decir.
I've seen people come to services like this.
He visto personas llegar a la iglesia.
They sit and they listen to the gospel.
Y se sienten y escuchan el evangelio.
And they realize that they're a sinner.
Y reconocen que son pecadores.
And they know they need to be saved.
Y saben que necesitan.
But when the invitation is given for them to respond and to come and receive Christ.
Pero cuando dan la invitación para venir y recibir a Cristo.
And when I say receiving Christ, I don't mean a wafer on your tongue. I mean asking him to come into your life and to save you.
Cuando digo recibir a Cristo, no estoy hablando de una pan en la lengua, estoy hablando de recibir a Cristo para
salvar. Some look around at their friends.
Algunos miran a sus amigos.
Or they look at a family member that's next to them.
O miran a un familiar.
And if that person looks badly at them or shakes their head no, then they will not receive Christ.
O si esa persona le mira mal o dice que no, entonces no reciben a Cristo.
My father was preaching in a church once that had a balcony across the back. During the service, three teenage boys came in and they went up and sat in the front row of the balcony. None of them was saved. As my father preached, he prayed, "Lord, help those boys to listen and to be saved."
Padre, que obres en los corazones de esos jóvenes para que escuchen y sean salvos.
When the invitation began at the end of the message,
cuando la invitación empezó al final del mensaje,
my father was praying, Lord, send somebody to invite those boys to get saved tonight.
Su padre estaba orando, mande a alguien a pedir a esos jóvenes a ser salvos.
When he looked up to the balcony, he saw a man from the church carrying his Bible down from the back.
Y cuando miró allí arriba, vio a un señor llevando su Biblia para hablar con los jóvenes.
He leaned over beside the first fellow and asked him if he wouldn't come and get saved.
Y ese señor con la Biblia se acercó al primer joven para pedirle si quería ser salvo.
In his pride, the first fellow shook his head no.
En su orgullo, el primer joven dijo que no.
Then he invited the youngest of the three, who was seated in the middle, to come and be saved.
Entonces invitó al más joven que estaba al centro si quería ser salvo.
That young man looked at his friend on one side and then his other friend on the other side.
Ese joven miró a su amigo al un lado y al otro lado.
And then he just bowed his head and shook it no.
Y entonces solamente se inclinó la cabeza y dijo que no.
He was more concerned about what his friends would think than what he had for an eternal destiny.
Estaba más preocupado de lo que sus amigos iban a pensar.
The man invited the third young man to come to Christ. He was the leader, evidently.
El hombre pidió al tercer joven a venir a Cristo, que parece fue el líder de los tres.
And everybody heard that third fellow as he stood up and said, "Look, mister, leave us alone."
Y todos escucharon a ese joven mientras que se paraba y dijo, "Señor, déjanos en paz."
We're still young. We have plenty of time to get saved.
Todavía somos jóvenes. Tenemos mucho tiempo para ser salvos.
And as soon as the service ended, they dashed down the stairs and out to their car.
Y cuán pronto, cuando terminó el servicio, fueron a su carro.
They squealed their tires out of the parking lot.
Y se fueron en su carro rápido del parqueo.
But they didn't get but 2 miles up the road before they had a head-on collision with another automobile that very night.
Ni habían ido 2 millas cuando tenían un accidente de cabeza a cabeza con otro carro.
And all three of them went into eternity without Christ.
Y los tres fueron a la eternidad sin Cristo.
Satan will use pride and peer pressure to keep people from coming to Jesus.
Satanás va a usar el orgullo y la presión de los amigos para que
sometimes,
no venga a Cristo.
Sometimes he uses the pleasure and power of sin to keep people from coming to Christ.
A veces usa el pecado, el placer y el poder del pecado.
Oh, but preacher, if I come to Jesus, I'll have to give this certain thing up.
Pero predicador, si vengo a Cristo, voy a tener que dejar esta cosa.
Do you realize that God will never ever ask us to give up anything, but that He doesn't have something far better for us in return?
¿Entienden que Cristo nunca nos va a pedir dejar algo si no tiene algo mucho mejor para darnos?
Don't worry about the pleasure of sin. The Bible says that's only for a season anyway.
No se preocupan del placer del pecado, solamente dura por un tiempo.
Turn from that sin.
Deja ese pecado.
But many people don't come to Jesus because the devil uses procrastination to keep them from doing it.
Muchos no vienen a Cristo porque el diablo usa la procrastinación.
One of these days, preacher, I'll get around to asking Christ to save me.
Un día voy a aceptar a Cristo.
I promise I'll do it one day.
Un día lo haré.
Not tonight.
Esta noche no.
I got other things I want to do first.
Tengo otras cosas que debo.
When I get older, I'll do it.
Cuando soy más viejo, ya lo
or next week I'll do it.
La próxima semana.
Or another night this week I'll
otra
do it.
Noche esta semana.
Your life could come to an end tonight.
Su vida puede terminar esta
the Bible noche. Does not guarantee us another heartbeat or another breath.
La Biblia no nos promete otro, respiro.
The Bible says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and vanisheth away. James 4:14.
La Biblia dice, ¿qué es tu vida? Es solamente un vapor que parece por un momento y ya desaparece.
This man had in the story a lot of opposition to keep him from coming to Jesus.
Ese hombre en la historia tenía mucha oposición para que no viniera.
But he did not let that opposition stop him.
Pero no dejó esa oposición pararle.
Notice in the scripture our story his invitation.
Noten en la escritura su invitación.
The Bible says in verse 49, and Jesus stood still.
Versículo 49, Jesús deteniéndose.
Can you imagine that? There was such a crowd around the Lord Jesus Christ that if you had been standing right next to him, you may not even have heard that blind man crying out.
Había tanta gente alrededor de Cristo que si aún estuvieras al lado de Cristo, no escucharías a este hombre gritando.
But the ear of the Lord Jesus Christ is tuned to the cry of those who call upon him.
Pero el ojo del Señor Jesucristo está afinado a los que le llaman.
And when that man cried, Jesus said, stop.
Y cuando este hombre clamó, Cristo dijo que se pare.
And he called the blind man to come to him.
Y llamó al ciego a venir a él.
Jesus heard that man. And I can tell you tonight, I can guarantee you tonight that if you call on the Lord Jesus Christ, He will hear you. Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He heard this man's cry. And he called for him to be brought to him. I can't help but think this is one of the humorous things I find in the Bible. Here were these people. Be quiet, blind men. Jesus is busy. He doesn't have time for you.
What? Jesus is calling for him?
Well, what are you waiting here for? Come on, go.
What a quick change there was in the attitude. From keeping this man from coming to Jesus to suddenly telling him, hurry up, he's calling for you. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior tonight, the Lord Jesus is calling for you as well. And the Bible says that when this blind man came to Jesus, the same Lord Jesus who had heard him and had called him was the Lord Jesus who healed him. Jesus asked him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He said that I might receive my sight. And the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. The Lord Jesus Christ, in whom this man was placing his trust, fulfilled that trust. And he healed that man and responded to his request. The Bible says God will do the same thing for anyone here tonight who will turn from their sin, trust what Jesus has done for you, and then call upon Him to take his gift of eternal life.
La Biblia dice que hará lo mismo con cualquier que deja el pecado y clama al Señor para recibir su regalo de salvación.
In closing tonight, would you notice one other thing? I'd like you to see his reaction.
Para terminar, vemos una cosa más, su reacción.
What did this man do when the Lord Jesus Christ called for him?
¿Qué hizo ese hombre cuando el Señor le llamó?
It's interesting, but it says in verse 50, he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus.
Es interesante, en el versículo 50 dice, él entonces arrojando su capa, levantó y vino a Jesús.
Why would it tell us that this man left his garment behind?
¿Por qué nos dice aquí que dejó a un lado su capa?
God doesn't give us details for no reason.
Dios no nos da detalles para ninguna razón.
Those who know the times say that people who were blind wore a particular cloak of a certain type that would let anyone who saw that know this man was a blind man.
Las personas que han estudiado esos tiempos dicen que los hombres ciegos llevaban un manto sobre sí para que cualquier que le diese ese manto especial sabía que ese hombre era ciego.
Like tonight, if you saw somebody sitting outside the church with dark glasses on and a white cane with red on the bottom and a tip tapping their way along, you would say, that's a blind person.
De la misma manera que hoy en día si ves a un hombre con lentes oscuros y con un bastón blanco con rojo al final, sabes que ese hombre es ciego.
In that day, someone would see that man wearing that cloak sitting outside the gate and they would be careful not to trample him because they knew he was blind.
En este tiempo, si vieran a una persona con ese tipo de manto sobre él, sabrían que era ciego y tenían cuidado de él.
When Jesus, when this blind man rose and came to Jesus, he left the cloak that identified his blindness behind because he knew he'd never need it again.
Cuando esa persona, ese ciego, vino a Jesús, dejó atrás su manto que le identificaba como un ciego porque sabía que nunca más lo iba a necesitar.
There are some who are merely after a fire escape from hell.
Algunas personas que solamente quieren un escape del fuego del infierno.
They know they're sinners, but they don't want to quit their sinning.
Saben que son pecadores, pero no quieren dejar su
but they don't want to go to a lake of fire forever.
Pero tampoco quieren ir al infierno.
So they pray a little prayer and say, Jesus, please save me.
Entonces oran una oración diciendo, Señor, sálvame.
But God knows they don't mean business with Him.
Pero Dios sabe que no están en serio.
They're not sincere.
No son sinceros.
And if we're not sincere when we call upon the Lord, then He will not save us.
Y si no somos sinceros cuando hablamos al Señor,
because
no,
as I said before this week, He didn't die to save us so we could stay in our sin. He died to save us from our sin.
Como hemos dicho antes, Él no murió para salvarnos, para que quedásemos en nuestro pecado. No murió para librarnos del pecado.
And the first reaction we should have when we come to Christ is a departure from sin.
Y la primera reacción que debemos tener es dejar el pecado.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new.
5:17 dice, si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es.
But not only did this man respond with a departure from that which he had been in, but he also responded with discipleship.
Pero no solamente respondió con dejar su vida anterior, pero también respondió con ser un discípulo.
The Bible says immediately he received his sight, but that's not the last thing the story tells us.
Dice 52, enseguida recobró su vista, pero no era la última cosa que dice.
It says he followed Jesus in the way.
Dice, seguía a Jesús en el camino.
Once he got his eyes opened and they were upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he didn't want to take his eyes off the Savior.
Cuando tenía sus ojos abiertos y estaban en el Señor Jesucristo, no quería quitar sus ojos.
And wherever Jesus went, this man went with him.
Y a donde quiera que Jesús iba, él iba con Jesús.
I wonder tonight if you have truly been born again.
Pienso esta noche, en verdad han sido nacidos de nuevo.
There is a time when every one of us is born in the darkness of sin.
Hay un tiempo cuando cada uno de nosotros hemos nacido.
But have you come yet to the Lord Jesus?
Pero han venido al Señor Jesús.
Have you found the light of the gospel of Christ?
Han encontrado la luz del evangelio de Cristo.
If you genuinely have turned from your sin and trusted Jesus,
si en verdad han dejado su pecado y han confiado,
then you will never be the same again.
Nunca serás lo mismo.
Everything about your life should change.
Todo de tu vida va a cambiar.
How we entertain ourselves changes.
Como nos entretenemos.
The way we dress changes.
La manera que nos vestimos.
The way we speak changes.
La manera que hablamos.
The things that we do from day to day are changing each day.
Las cosas que hacemos de día en día cambian.
Because the Lord makes a brand new creature of each one who comes to Him.
Porque el Señor hace una criatura nueva de cada uno que llega.
But every one of us should be identified as a believer because everyone sees we follow Him every day.
Pero cada uno de nosotros debemos ser identificados como un creyente porque miren que seguimos al Señor diariamente.
How do you walk with the Lord each day?
¿Cómo andas con el Señor cada día?
Reading His Word.
Leyendo su palabra.
Spending time with Him in prayer.
Pasando tiempo con Él en la oración.
And being faithful as a member of a good Bible preaching church. To learn from the teaching of God's Word.
Y siendo fiel como un miembro de una iglesia bíblica para aprender de las Escrituras.
If you're saved but you don't know how to study your Bible or you don't know a good Bible preaching church, see Pastor Armstrong. He can help you with those things.
Si usted es salvo y no sabes cómo estudiar la Biblia o no conoces una iglesia buena, hable con el pastor. Él le puede ayudar.
And then bring others to the Lord Jesus as well.
Entonces trae otros al Señor.
I can picture this blind man as he followed the Lord Jesus everywhere he went.
Yo puedo imaginar ese ciego siguiendo al Señor donde
quiera. What do you suppose he did whenever he found another blind person?
¿Qué piensan que hizo cada vez que encontró otro ciego?
Can you picture him running over and saying, hey, listen, I want to take you to see somebody.
¿Pueden imaginarle yendo a ese otro ciego diciendo, escuche, quiero llevarle a alguien?
The blind person replying, oh, you don't understand, I'm blind, I couldn't see anyone if you took me to them.
Y el otro ciego respondiendo, no entiendes, yo soy un ciego, ni podría verle si fuera él.
And this man replying, I know, my friend, I used to be like you, I was blind too. I want to take you to see the one who gave me my sight.
Y este hombre respondiendo al otro ciego, yo sé, yo también era ciego. Pero quiero llevarle a la persona que me dio la vista.
You see, that's what soul winning is.
Es lo que es ganar almas.
A former blind man telling another blind man where he can find his sight.
Un ciego anterior diciendo a otro ciego cómo puede tener la vista.
I wonder tonight, have you seen the light of the gospel?
Yo pregunto esta noche, ¿han visto la luz del evangelio?
If not, I trust you'll not leave without receiving Christ tonight.
Si no, espero que no salgan de aquí sin.
Let Him change your life.
Déjale cambiar tu vida.
Walk with Him every day and share Him with everyone in
here. Anda con Él cada día y compártelo con cada uno.
Let's bow for prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Before we pray, how many can lift your hand today to say, Brother Webb, praise God, I know of a time when I came to Jesus.
Con ojos cerrados y cabezas inclinadas, ¿cuántos aquí dirán, yo sé que yo he venido a Cristo?
I was serious. I wanted to turn from my sin, and I believed on Him.
Yo estaba en serio, yo quería dejar mi pecado, y yo he creído en Él.
And I called and asked Him to come into my life and to save my soul.
Y clamé a Él y le pedí si podría entrar en mi vida y salvarme.
If I died today, I'm certain I'm going to heaven. Can you raise your hand if you know that?
Si muero esta noche, yo sé que voy al cielo. Si usted puede decir eso con seguridad, levante tu mano.
Amen. I'm glad so many can say that tonight.
Amen. Gracias a Dios que muchos pueden decir
eso. Is there anyone with us tonight that would say, Preacher, I cannot say that?
Hay alguien aquí esta noche que dice, Predicador, yo no puedo decir.
If I die tonight, I do not know I'm going to heaven.
Si muero esta noche, no sé si voy.
Either I've never called on the Lord for salvation, or if I did, I didn't really mean what I was saying.
O nunca he clamado al Señor por la salvación, o si he hecho una oración, en verdad no entendí lo que.
But tonight, I want to believe on Him, and tonight, I want to have His gift of eternal.
Pero esta noche quiero creer en Él, quiero tener ese.
Here's my hand. Would you pray for me tonight, Brother Webb?
Está mi mano. Por favor, ore por mí, para que yo pueda estar seguro.
So anyone like that tonight that would lift your hand?
Hay alguien aquí que levantaría la mano.
Yes, thank you.
Gracias.
Yes, thank you.
Gracias.
Yes, thank you.
Gracias.
Anyone else tonight?
¿Alguien más esta noche?
I'm going to pray for those who have raised their hands.
Voy a orar por los que se han levantado.
But my praying for you cannot make the decision for you tonight.
Pero mi oración no puede hacer la decisión por.
In just a moment, I'll be turning the invitation over to Pastor Armstrong to get ready to close our service.
En un momento daré la invitación al Pastor Armstrong para cerrar.
When he invites you tonight to let someone pray with you, I encourage you to come and see him here at the front.
Cuando él le invita a tener alguien a orar contigo, le invito a pasar aquí al frente.
But remember that it isn't walking down a church aisle or talking to a pastor that gets you to heaven.
Recuerda que no es pasar por un pasillo o hablar por un pastor.
You've never done so before. You can call on the Lord at any time and ask Him to save you, and He will.
Si no lo has hecho antes, puedes clamar al Señor en cualquier tiempo.
But there's no better time than right now.
Pero no hay mejor tiempo.
No better night than this night.
No hay mejor noche que esta noche.
So let's pray. Father, thank You tonight for Your Word. Thank You for speaking to hearts tonight. I pray for those who have never received Your free gift of eternal life. They wouldn't fear what anybody else might say. But that tonight they would be willing to respond and come and receive Christ as their Savior. Thank You that just as You met the need of the blind man, You'll meet the need of anyone here tonight who needs Christ.
Gracias porque de la misma manera que supliste la necesidad del cielo, puedes suplir la necesidad de cualquier que venga.
Save those here tonight who need to receive Christ Jesus.
Salve a los que necesitan recibir a Cristo.
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lo pedimos en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.